With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Severe weather plaguing the Midwest and the South, with even people reported killed in relation to the storms. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says residents should expect dangerous storms to continue.
This is a multi-day severe storm that has already produced tornadoes, heavy rains, flooding across the state, hail. There is damage from all across West Tennessee into Middle Tennessee.
The wild weather could bring flash floods across the nation's midsection throughout the day. Also at SRNnews.com, stocks plunging again yesterday with the Dow dropping over 2,200 points. Correspondent Seth Satel explains why the financial markets are so spooked.
The big reason is that tariffs were announced by China in response to the big volley of tariffs that President Donald Trump announced. What markets are worried about is that this escalation could just keep going. And Europe has not even said what they're going to do. We also don't know how long these tariffs are going to last. The hope on Wall Street was that these tariffs were basically a negotiating tactic and that they would be pulled back as soon as negotiations started. Markets cannot stand uncertainty, and they're getting a ton of it right. They respond to uncertainty by selling off, which is exactly what you're seeing, and running for safety. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that the tariffs could result in inflation.
The Senate plugged away overnight to approve their multi-trillion dollar tax breaks and spending cuts framework. On a mostly party line vote, 51-48, the Republicans muscled past a hard line of Democratic opposition for a crucial next step that's central to the president's agenda. Passage of the plan paves the way for Republicans in coming months to push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. Republicans are framing their work as preventing a tax increase for most American families. You'll find more on these stories, plus headlines and other news at srnnews.com. Jews around the world are preparing to celebrate Passover.
It begins at sundown on Saturday, April 12th, and will run through the end of April 20th. Passover is one of the biggest holidays on the Jewish calendar, marking God's protection of his people in Egypt when he unleashed the angel of death on the firstborn sons of that country. Jews might well be meditating on deliverance in these troubled times, with anti-Semitism on the rise and Israel fighting a war against Muslim terrorists on its border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has temporarily blocked a Montana law that bars men from using women's restrooms in public buildings. District Court Judge Shane Venata says the measure, which Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed last month, would deprive transgender people of their constitutional right to equal protection under the law. The governor's spokesman, Caitlin Price, says that Gianforte will defend the law. More on these stories and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Four space tourists are back on Earth after orbiting over the poles.
Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast on Friday. Bitcoin investor Chun Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price and invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. The four rocketed into a polar orbit earlier this week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Their capsule was outfitted with a domed window that provided a stunning 360-degree view of the poles. John Scott reporting.
Industry groups representing hundreds of chemical and petrochemical manufacturers are seeking blanket exemptions from federal requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals such as mercury, arsenic, and benzene. The request by the American Chemistry Council. Manufacturing comes as the Trump administration's offering industrial polluters a chance for exemptions. This is SRN News.